T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
His passion for helping young players maximize their potential is infectious, and I have no doubt in my mind that it'll have a huge impact on that critical area for the Cubs, and it'll help us build that next great Cubs team with a wave of young players.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That, of course, is the boss, and he has hired a new general manager. Jed Hoyer has brought in Carter Hawkins. We are delighted to welcome the new Cubs general manager. He joins us on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Carter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Well, we really appreciate you jumping on, and always good to get to meet a guy that is fresh in town, and I know that you've got two kids and a third on the way. I loved that you have a daughter named Ivy. I think that's fantastic. I don't know if you planned that.
We did not. That would have been a pretty impressive plan 2 years ago, but no.
but it's a lot of fun, and I loved when you talked about you're going to have a Chicagoan in the house. You guys are expecting another child, and your son will be born in Chicago, so that's great news.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, we're thrilled and so excited to get moving. We got a lot on our hands between the family and between the Cubs, but all great problems to have, and excited to take it all on.
So how would you explain how the process unfolded, Carter, in terms of your interest, in terms of the Cubs reaching out, and then the whole interview process? What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was thorough. It was long. It was exciting. It was nerve-wracking. It was probably, over the course of the last month, obviously Jed and his group have had a ton going on, with the club, from, things on the field, off the field, staffing, all those different issues that he's been dealing with towards the end of the year. But also, got ahead of this GM process a little bit, and got in touch with my former boss, Chris Antonetti, and let them know they had some interest. I'd always, admired the Cubs from afar and admired the front office and what they've been able to do. And as I got to know them a little bit better over the course of the process, it became really clear that it was a great fit if they would have me. And I got lucky enough that they had me.
We think of you coming from Cleveland, and obviously we think of the homegrown pitching and the way that Cleveland has produced so many great pitchers, and the knowledge that you guys have about that. And I heard you say yesterday that there was no secret sauce involved in that. And I was disappointed because I'm convinced there is secret sauce. Can you use whatever secret sauce that doesn't exist on the guys already here? Or is it about drafting and developing and turning them into, the driveline basics? You got Rapsodo, pitch lab, spin rate, spin axis. I've heard the terms. I'm not sure what it means, but I know you know.
Yeah, I mean, there is no secret sauce. And my wife, as I was walking out the hotel room this morning, she says, "Don't say processes again. You said processes way too much yesterday." I said, "Okay, I got it." If you had chosen processes on your buzzword bingo yesterday during the press conference, you would have been a big winner.
Yeah.
But that's the gist of it, though. I mean, it's It's being really deliberate in all of our decisions. It's being really deliberate in the plans that we have. It's taking all that information that you just mentioned, how the ball's moving, how the body's moving, all those things that you mentioned are just measuring devices. And the thing that, the newer age game of baseball has been able to do is measure things at a more detailed level than they ever have been before. But if you throw that all at a pitcher, you throw a lot of stuff at anybody, they get confused. And so you got to figure out how to distill it down to really simple to understand information, which is hard. One of my favorite quotes of all time is, "I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have the time." And it's kind of similar in pitching. That's it's good. Like, hey, like, how can we get this down to something simple that we can all get behind? And when you get a lot of people behind one little thing, you can move a long way.
So Carter, you look at the Indians 2016 draft. There have been many examples, but you look at that one as I think a lot of people point to. Shane Bieber, Aaron Civale, and Zach Plesac, all guys who were drafted maybe a little higher than projected, and all maybe have in common this sort of maybe overachiever label, maybe somebody who has a routine that they follow, maybe an Indians profile. Is there an Indians profile for a young pitcher, draft-eligible pitcher, that you will apply to potential Cub draft picks?
Well, I think the only thing that's like a total commonality amongst all of those guys is just their willingness and eagerness to improve, and their willingness and eagerness to take on new ideas, and their willingness and ability to fail and get back up again and start back over. And all of them worked so hard individually to make the changes that they made to be the pitchers that they are. That was something that we targeted in the draft. Now, obviously, there is a requisite amount of skill that a player must have, but if somebody's not willing to get better, it becomes really difficult to develop them or to have them improve. And so those guys all did that. We had a team of people with the Indians that were working their tails off every day to make sure that they were better, not just during the 5 months of the minor league season, but during the 7 months of the off season. And, that's everyone from a pitching coach to a strength coach to the clubhouse guy who's making sure that the player is comfortable and in a great environment. So it's a real team effort. I know that already happens here in Chicago, but I'm looking forward to digging in and trying to help to where I can.
I think what's interesting about your background as we look at it is obviously you have gone through, and I'll use the buzzword, processes to get to this point, but you have been involved in development, you've been involved in scouting, you've kind of seen the game through a couple of different eyes. You talked about your college experience and how that led you to where you are now as well. Are these contrary avenues that you have kind of managed to marry, or do you think that they kind of allow you to see an organization maybe a little differently than someone that has come up one way or the other?
Yeah, I think, you don't know what you don't know, and what you see is what you know. And being able to see, a lot of different aspects of an organization is probably built up the scaffolding of my mental models in a way that allows me to see kind of the macro potentially better than if I just stayed in one area. I mean, at the end of the day, everything that we do in a baseball operations department has to lead back to winning at the major league level. And developing players does that. Acquiring players does that. Signing efficient contracts does that. Making great negotiations does that. Having, really tight and effective administration does that. So I think really being able to understand how all of those pieces of the puzzle fit together is helpful, especially helpful if you try to build teams that can learn from each other. So I've been really blessed that way. But I've just been blessed to be part of really great environments and really great people who let me ask stupid questions all the time. And I'm hopeful that everyone here lets me ask stupid questions too, because that's a really great way to learn.
Carter, I think you come into a situation where there's urgency, not only next season, but every season. And there should be. This in Chicago, it's a big market. And people like us are holding Tom Ricketts accountable to behave like a big market team should. So in that context, when you look at the task in this offseason, what's your understanding about how aggressive the Cubs plan to be in free agency?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm at day one now. Yesterday was day zero, so still trying to get an understanding of where we are and where we want to go with our offseason plan this year and offseason plans, in future years. That word urgency, I totally agree with you. And aggressiveness, I totally agree with you. I think, that's something that it was clear to me from day one in the process through this interviews, these interviews is that, you know, people here are aggressive in trying to bring winning baseball to Chicago as often and as quickly as possible. You know, sometimes those decisions on the surface don't seem that way, but they all have that underlying understanding of, like, this is so that we can win our next World Series as quickly as we can. And I think that we'll think through our free agency process in the same way this offseason. You know, Jeff talked about in his offseason presser about spending intelligently. And, you know, I think, you know, as painful as that is to hear for, you know, fans that want to say we're going to spend unintelligently and spend, you know, free willy, you know, it's something that we have to do, because we know those are the decisions that help us to best put ourselves in position to bring those unbelievable moments to Chicago over and over again.
Carter, how do you develop the relationship with Jed Hoyer that we saw Theo and Jed have? And I know that's an impossible question to ask, because the answer is years and years of time. But your role now is a form of partnership with Jed. How do you think what you do complements what he does? How will you guys go through that particular relationship?
Yeah, I mean, I have zero expectation of having the relationship that he and Theo had. I have high expectations of having a great relationship. You know, I think what he and Theo had was a once in a lifetime thing. And, you know, I just not even going to try to compare myself to that and what they were able to do. Hopefully I'm able to complement them with some of my experiences and the things that I've learned over time. I know that I have a lot to learn from him. He's been around this game for so long. He was doing things that I would only hope to do, you know, when he was 27, 28 years old. It just has such that breadth of experiences and respect for him around the game that I'm really excited to learn from. But it's going to involve a lot of talking every single day, a lot of dinners, you know, a couple of beers, you know, getting our families together, but also bringing the rest of the front office and the rest of the organization together. You know, I think as we build those relationships, you know, not just one-to-one, but, you know, throughout the entire organization, I think that's got a chance to make us really strong and then help us continue to make great decisions.
Yeah, that involves, you know, building those relationships, telling your personal story, what your background is. What is your personal story? Where did you grow up? Who were you a fan of? And when did you know that you wanted to get into baseball as a career and this is where you wanted to spend your life?
Yeah, so I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, born in 1984. So I was 7 years old in 1991 when Atlanta won their first division. And that was right at the time Atlanta was starting to blow up from a population standpoint. They got the Olympics that year. You know, they went on to win 14 straight division titles. So it's safe to say I was a pretty obsessive Atlanta Braves fan then, and had a couple of undefeated Little League seasons with the Buckhead Baseball Phillies that really spiked my love for the game as well. My dad was the coach. We had a batting cage in our backyard and just fell in love with the game. My family fell in love with the game. And knew I wanted to play in college, was lucky enough to get a really small scholarship to Vanderbilt, kind of snuck in the back door there before it became the powerhouse that it did, or kind of as it became the powerhouse that it did. Around senior year, realized I wasn't going to be able to play professionally. Looked for, you know, what I wanted to do with my life. Got a couple of ideas from people, and one of them was, you know, try to be in a front office. And I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Spent most of my senior year networking and trying to understand what that actually meant. Got lucky enough to get a job as an intern with the Cleveland Indians, and figured I'd go up to Cleveland for a year and, you know, just try this thing out. And then 14 years later, I was sitting in Cleveland, Ohio with my wife and two kids and two cats, and didn't get a call from Jed Hoyer, and here I am. Easy as that, right, guys?
Yeah, that's simple. Carter, you look at where you're – I'm sure you're anxious to hit the ground running. Do you have to wait a little bit on the CBA? Do you have to know what you know, what you're operating under in order to operate?
Yeah, it's definitely looming. You know, I think it's looming in all 30 front offices right now. You know, hopefully we'll get a deal done here and then we can just continue business as normal. But it's something in the back of our mind, but it's an unknown. And it's an uncontrollable for us. You know, the Major League Baseball is controlling that. So for us, it's somewhat business as usual in terms of, you know, trying to understand who our targets are, who, you know, we feel like we might want to go after, how we're going to have a plan to go after those players. And then, you know, if the CBA gets in the way of that, it will. But as of right now, all we can do is prepare the way we know how to prepare.
We got to let you go, Carter. We got to know, are your cats named Chipper and Smoltzy, or?
So ironically, one of them was named Sadie, So we have the Sadie Hawkins, which nice. You know, the Sadie Hawkins dance from Malta.
Sure.
Now that was before I met Lindsay, so she had already had the. These are her cats, by the way. So Sadie Towery became Sadie Hawkins, just like my daughter's name is Ivy, which was supposed to not have any meaning to it, and now she's here in Chicago. So a lot of fun coincidences.
Welcome to
that
town.
Is great, great stuff, Carter. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, fellas. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.